of what they did that were not retailing.
Your Honor, at this time, the Commonwealth would move that Dr. Keefe be recognized as an expert in the field of marketing.
Defense wish to voir dire this witness?
Yes, Your Honor. Dr. Keefe is a K-E-E-P-E or K? I'm sorry.
It's K-E-E-P.
K-E,
just like you keep something.
Okay. Dr. Keefe, you're a marketing professor, and we recognize that. Would you agree, Dr. Keefe, that there are subspecialties in the area of marketing?
Yes.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that the area of multi-level marketing has not been your area of expertise?
I would say that multi-level marketing is a part of my area of expertise. It's part of retailing, and retailing is my area of expertise.
Do you claim to be an expert in multi-level marketing?
In some aspects of it.
What aspects?
I have examined and understand the motivations behind the use of multi-level marketing for the retailing of goods and services. I have not examined every different form of multi-level marketing because the forms vary a great deal.
Tell me the types of compensation plans that we find in the area of multi-level marketing.
The types of labels of them?
Yes.
I don't have labels of
what's
them.
What's the stair-step breakaway plan?
I don't know.
What's the matrix plan?
I would assume it's...
Well, I don't want to know what
okay.
you assume.
I don't
what
know.
You know. What's the binary plan?
The binary plan is when you have people on each side of you that are generating volume that you're benefiting from.
Okay. You know that from the Golden Limited case.
Yes.
You learned really what you know about multi-level marketing from the Golden Limited case?
I had done some reading prior to that, but most of it, yes.
Okay. And what did you do in preparation for Golden Limited other than review their program materials?
Oh, I did a literature search to see what else was out there in the current literature on multi-level marketing, particularly as it pertained to what was and wasn't retailing.
Tell me about some articles that you've read on multi-level marketing.
I mean, I don't have any labels right now, and that was about 8 months ago.
You're here as an expert witness on multi-level marketing. You claim that you have some expertise on aspects of multi-level marketing. Tell me about some articles on multi-level marketing, published articles.
Submit that later. I don't have a title. I can't give you a title.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth would be happy, and I'm sure that the witness would also be happy to identify and submit that information at a later date if it's important to come.
Your Honor, I object. Well, I'm in the middle of a voir dire, Your Honor.
Yeah, let's allow the defense to finish his voir dire.
Tell me what books you've read on multi-level marketing.
There's a book, and I'm going to be pressed for the name of it. Something to do, and again, I'm sorry, I apologize, I don't remember the title. It has to do with the social aspects of multi-level marketing.
Social aspects of multi-level
marketing. In other words, that part that's tied into doing business. The fun, this is business and this is fun.
You read that basically this is the fun part of multi-level marketing, a book on that.
I read that the success of multi-level marketing hinges to some degree on the social aspect of person-to-person selling.
And did that book teach you to examine the structures of a multi-level marketing company?
Did not.
Any other books you read on multi-level marketing?
No.
Okay. You ever written, I notice you indicate you've published 7 articles.
Mm-hmm.
You ever published an article on multi-level marketing?
No.
You ever taught a course on multi-level marketing?
No.
Have you ever attended a conference on multi-level marketing?
No.
No. Do you know who the Direct Selling Association is?
Yes.
Who are they?
They're a trade association that firms who conduct direct selling forms of retailing can belong to.
Yes. What is direct selling?
Direct selling is a form of retailing that relies upon person-to-person selling. Usually it's face-to-face, but it doesn't have to be.
Who are some of the prominent members of the Direct Selling Association?
Mm-hmm. Avon, Tupperware, Mary Kay.
You know what the annual sales of Avon are?
No.
Mary Kay?
No.
Amway?
No.
never been to an opportunity meeting for a multi-level marketing company? You ever been in a multi-level marketing company?
Yeah, I have to take back my last answer. I have to change my last answer. Yes, a long time ago I went to a meeting in someone's home when I was an undergraduate.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Was that an Amway presentation?
Yes.
You never attended a TravelMax meeting?
No.
Have you ever read the TravelMax manual, distributor manual?
I'm not sure what manual that is. There was a manual.
It's right here. Have you ever seen this manual?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
It wasn't introduced by the state as an exhibit.
I believe
it was not produced by the state in discovery. Are you telling me that
I'm going to have to object. TravelMax, Mr. Babner's client has not requested any discovery in this matter, as they noted for the record on yesterday by Mr. Pence. Now he's referring to a discovery which has not even been requested.
Mm-hmm. And all materials turned over by the state, Your Honor, this manual was never provided. Have you ever seen this manual?
Your Honor, our case in chief is not concluded at this point.
Well, I guess my question is, have you ever seen the manual?
Before I should have said yes so quickly, I need to look at the contents. I saw material that looks like it fits in that manual, a manual of that size.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Have you ever talked to anybody at TravelMax?
No.
Ever talked to the corporate officials?
No.
Do you know who the chief financial officer is of the company?
No. I've seen his name. I don't.
What's his name?
I don't remember. I read it in a brochure.
Haisley?
I don't want to say for sure, but I read it in a brochure.
Do you know what his background is?
No. I mean, other than
25 years, partner, Cooper's Library.
Oh, that rings a bell, yes. Mm-hmm.
Highly credible credentials, correct?
It's a highly credible firm.
Those are highly credible credentials, 25-year partner, Cooper's
Library. I don't know why he left. Those are highly credible. That's a highly credible firm. Well, then, if you're under retirement conditions,
Your Honor, he's asking a witness to speak to questions that he has no idea on. He's already asked answer the question.
The objection sustained.
Yes. I saw this material.
You reviewed this. Okay. You reviewed their policies and procedures?
Yes.
And the distributor agreement?
Yes.
Okay. You weren't planned as an expert witness for the initial hearing in this matter, were you?
I don't believe I was.
When were you contacted?
I don't remember. I was contacted sometime, I believe, in November or October. There was a long period of time of inactivity between when I was initially contacted and when we really sort of got rolling. My first meeting, well, you didn't ask about that, but I was contacted prior to December sometime.
Okay. Can you explain to me how the Amway compensation plan works?
I can explain. So there is,
if you want, you can go to the board and illustrate.
I won't be able to be specific enough in terms of the percentages. There's a shared percentage there's a percentage of margin based on volume that's shared among different participants in the program, depending on level. That's as specific as I can get.
That's all you know?
Yes.
You don't know how it would be characterized?
No.
You know what an Australian two-up plan is?
No.
How many distributors are there in the United States in the direct selling industry?
I do not know.
What is the volume of sales of the direct selling industry in the United States?
I do not know.
How many distributors in the world are there in this particular area?
I do not know.
What is the difference between direct selling and multi-level marketing?
Direct selling is a term that encapsulates other forms of selling besides multi-level selling, multi-level marketing. Well, multi-level marketing would be considered a form of direct selling. So I would consider direct selling to be a more general term.
Have you ever participated in any case studies on multi-level marketing?
No.
Would you say that your background in multi-level marketing is rather academic?
I would say it's very academic.
Nothing practical at all.
That's correct.
Certainly no hands-on.
That's correct.
And in an academic way, you've really reviewed very little of the literature in this industry. Is that not correct?
I don't know how much literature there is. I've reviewed some.
Yes. Well, you were able to name one book on the fun part of multi-level. What literature have you reviewed as to the structure of multi-level, as to whether or not it's legitimate or not legitimate?
It was part of the packet that I got regarding the Gold Unlimited case. There were a couple of articles. I don't consider them to be literature in the sense that they weren't from academic. They weren't generated from academics. They were generated from the trade association or affiliated newsletters, things like that.
And there are many professors in the United States, Dr. Keefe, who in fact do focus on the direct selling industry, are there not?
I don't know.
Well,
no, there are some. I don't know what you mean by many. Is there 100? Is there 1,000? Is there 10? I don't know. There are some.
What does the Direct Selling Education Foundation do?
They're a branch of the Direct Selling Association to promote, I have had some limited exposure to them, to promote research and understanding about the association.
They sponsor and fund case studies by professors all over the United States, do they not?
I believe they sponsor some.
They've published a list of those case studies. There have been scores or hundreds, have there not?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know one way or the other.
That's right.
What are the case studies? What was the question there?
Case studies on direct selling, multi-level marketing, from a marketing economic standpoint.
Yeah.
Have you ever been asked by the Direct Selling Education Foundation to participate in a case study?
No.
Now, Dr. Keefe, let's just say I, as a lawyer, a trial lawyer in the field of direct selling, was preparing for a case involving multi-level marketing, trying to determine whether or not something was a proper multi-level marketing structure or not. And I came to you and I said, I'm looking for a professor that has real expertise in multi-level marketing. That would not be you, would it?
Depends on what they wanted to know about it. I would have to say that there would be conditions where I would refer them to somebody else.
You'd have to say that you're not one of the more qualified guys on multi-level marketing in the United States. You'd have to agree with that.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, Dr. Keefe, you're not an expert in this subject, are you?
I think I already answered that question.
What was your answer?
My answer was there are some aspects of it.
Oh, and you told me those aspects.
Can he finish his question?
Your Honor, I think the witness should be allowed to finish his response before another question is asked.
Sorry, Your Honor.
For the record, could you repeat the question and allow the witness to respond?
Well, if I had a court reporter, I'd ask him to read it, but I don't.
I know one question was you don't consider yourself an expert, and I believe you said you already answered that, and maybe that's when you were going to explain. Is that?
I think it was shortly after that, Your Honor.
You recall what you were about to say, Dr. Keefe?
Only to repeat what I said earlier, that I thought there were some aspects of multi-level marketing that I feel very comfortable analyzing and talking about and defending my opinions upon, and I consider them to be expert opinions.
Tell me about the Kentucky Fairman Statute.
I can't quote it verbatim. It deals with the... the legal issues aren't something I would consider myself to be an expert on. It deals with the why people engage in certain kinds of activities, of products and incentives and those kinds of things.
You're the wrong person to ask. Okay. So in deciding whether or not, or coming to a decision as to whether or not something is a legitimate multi-level marketing structure or a pyramid, you would be the wrong person to ask. Is that correct?
I would not make a decision as to whether or not something is a pyramid scheme. Is that the question?
No. My question is, So in trying to determine whether or not something was a legitimate multi-level marketing enterprise or a pyramid, you would be the wrong person to ask.
Does your word legitimate mean legal?
Yes.
I do not make legal decision. So yes, the answer is yes. Okay. I would be the wrong person to ask.
And if I were just to take out the word legal, I was just trying to understand in the context of the direct selling industry what is regarded in the industry as legitimate multi-level marketing versus pyramid. You would be the wrong person to ask.
I can't speak for the industry.
You can't speak for the industry. So you would be the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
And in terms of asking you the factors, because there are many factors that would go into determining whether or not an organization was legitimate, and I say legitimate in the business term, a legitimate multi-level marketing business, you would agree there would be many factors. You just can't make a determination on one factor.
Well, I don't understand your use of the word legitimate in the business sense. I mean, legitimate, is this a legal business operation? Is it a profitable business operation? I can answer questions about margins and profits and incentives and commissions. I don't understand the use of the word legitimate.
Do you know what the 70% rule is?
Yes.
An important rule in the industry, is it not?
Yes.
What is it?
It means that for any person in the organization, the multi-level organization, 70% of the products or services they buy have to then be wholesaled or resaled.
Well, that's not correct.
Okay.
That's not correct, is it?
You're telling me it's not correct.
The witness has answered the question. He has given the explanation called for in the question, and counsel is now challenging the witness as to whether his response is correct or not.
Well, that's not correct.
He needs to be the witness. Your Honor, if Mr. Badman would like to testify,
I haven't finished my question. That's what the defendant should do.
Why don't you explain to the witness what you believe the
70% rule, Dr. Keith? Do you know where that rule comes from?
I know that it's associated with the Amway case. I don't know if that's the first association.
What is the Amway case?
It was a case where the Amway organization was accused of illegal operations. I believe that the illegality was a charge of a pyramid scheme, and it was a case in which they successfully defended themselves.
1975, Amway was accused of being an illegal pyramid scheme, just like Travelmax is here. And in the final decision, what was the basis that it was found that Amway was a legitimate multi-level marketing company?
I can't give you the single basis. I believe that there were a number of issues that Amway, a number of aspects of Amway's practices that meant that they had not violated the law.
Such as not requiring
inventory loading. In other words, that a person would have to accumulate a lot of inventory. My understanding of the 70% rule, making sure that 70% of your product moved on in a wholesale or a retail format,
okay.
One or the other.
Thank you.
You asked me such as. And also that every month the sale of, there'd be a retail sale of products to at least 10 individuals.
Okay. And if I were to tell you, Dr. Keith, and I think we've already marked into evidence the Amway 70% rule, that the Amway 70% rule does not provide that you must sell 70% of everything on to ultimate non-participants, but merely that you must, before reordering, you must either have used or you must have sold 70% of what you bought.
I'm at a loss for where the question is.
I believe what he's saying is what his understanding of the 70% rule is, and seeing if your expert agrees.
Yeah. Would that refresh your recollection as to what is the Amway 70% rule?
It would seem what you have added to my explanation was that the person could also use that.
Yes.
Okay. I'll accept that, yes.
Yes. It is not a retailing rule. It's an anti-inventory loading rule. Is that not correct?
I would consider it an anti-inventory loading rule, yes.
And the 10 retail sale rule, similarly in the Amway program, references purchases either that are made by non-participants or purchases made for personal or family use.
I would consider that
correct.
Correct.
Yes, thank you. due respect to Dr. Keith, we would recognize that he is a marketing professor, but we would also argue that he is not an expert in this field. And we've introduced experts in this field, Your Honor, and with the sort of credentials Your Honor is familiar with. This gentleman doesn't teach it. He doesn't write on it. He doesn't study it. He is familiar with a book about the social aspects of multi-level marketing. He has vague familiarity with legislation, with case authority. He doesn't participate in trade associations on this subject. He doesn't counsel companies on this subject. He has no practical experience other than attending an Amway meeting in college. With all due respect to Dr. Keith, we would argue that he is not an expert witness in this matter.
Your Honor, first of all, the rules here are very liberal in terms of who's to be recognized as an expert. Now, Dr. Keith, we asked to come and share his opinions in the marketing area in terms of how products get to the market. Now, Dr. Keith has testified that he is familiar with the manner in which some direct selling or network marketing companies get those products to market. We believe that that testimony is relevant. On the legal question of is this a legal multi-level marketing or legal direct selling program versus an illegal one on the in terms of violating the pyramid statute, that decision is ultimately up to this court. Dr. Keith should not be excused as a witness. Now, let's talk about the experts that the defense has called. The defense called Professor King. Now, Professor King testified that he has consulted, in many cases, who has he consulted for? He has consulted for companies that have been accused of violating either statutes that relate to fraud or statutes that relate to pyramiding.
I object, Your Honor. That is a misrepresentation of Dr. King's consulting experience.
Did not Dr. King testify that he is providing consulting on Fortuna Alliance?
Dr. King testified that was only one aspect.
His
background was being an expert.
His beat is in the record, Your Honor.
Yeah, I've got notes of his testimony.
It's not the FTC suing.
Your Honor, Dr. King has been qualified as an expert accepted by the state.
No,
a gentleman who has taught direct selling for 5 years at the University of Illinois, who consults with companies on this subject, who writes on this subject, conducts accredited university courses on this subject, has familiarity with this subject. He is also a marketing professor. But, Your Honor, this gentleman knows as much about multi-level marketing as you do and as the investigator does. He has vague notions. He is a marketing professor.
Your
I will not take that away, but he has vague notions about this subject.
This witness has not presented what their opinions are at this point, and counsel is simply speculating as to what he thinks those opinions are. Counsel is speculating as to what questions we will ask of Dr. Keith if he is qualified as an expert. But let's leave Dr. King. Let's go to Mr. Let's look at some of your exhibits that they put
Let me short circuit this.
Yes, sir.
All that's required for an expert witness to testify is superior knowledge to the finders of fact. That being me, that doesn't require much. This witness has testified that he considers multi-level marketing a part of his expertise. I think the question here would go more to weight, and your arguments would go more to weight than they would in his acceptance as an expert, particularly given the fact that he was recognized as an expert in an identical, not an identical fact situation, but an identical case situation. So, I mean, I appreciate your arguments. I understand where they're coming from. I understand both sides, but I'm going to hear his testimony. He may give opinions.
Thank you.